Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you here and now.
We are the voice of passionate action coming to you live, and we are really excited because we're talking about how you can absolutely live an ascended life. There is an art to this. We call it the art of ascended living. And this is the moment, more than ever, to bring that gift into your life, to thrive through the moment at hand, and to discover within your own divine nature the ability to move forward.
Indeed, we each have a divine nature, and the ability to move through life's challenges requires that we learn how to rely on that divine nature. We learn to love that divine nature, and we learn to live from that divine nature.
In every single way, my angels. And remember, we are live. And if you want to jump in and be a part of our conversation, ask for a mini soul reading, say hello, or ask a question, just give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you call and the lines are busy, it just means that we're already full, but you keep that number. And as soon as we start saying goodbye, it's your chance to call back in and say hello.
Absolutely. And we look forward to connecting with you. Truly, the people that are listening, whether you are calling in live or calling in through your attention and love, we feel you, we love you, and we respect you.
And we are so excited about, you know, I just want to give a shout out to all of you that are writing in on the blogs and communicating. Remember, if you go to ShriAndKiraRadio.com, just click on blog and join in the fun. What an incredible community. You know, every week we have the blessing of coming together. We share, we love, we laugh, we learn. And it continues all week long. There is support. There is like-minded community. ShriAndKiraRadio.com. Join the fun.
Absolutely. One of the things that we want to offer today is some discernments. You know, the way that we grow is by living ever more consciously. And you might say that we learn how to apply wisdom in a healthy manner. Wisdom is always available, but do we apply it?
such a true question.
And the art of ascended living asks that we live applied spirituality, that we apply the yoga of self-ascension, that we learn how to cultivate a state of consciousness that employs the practices, perspectives, and qualities of an ever-expanding love-based reality.
And that it is possible. You know, so many, especially right now, you know, here we are, amazing that we are already here at the what's virtually the last full week of May, which is just really incredible to think about, that here we are in this beautiful month of really connecting with our divine nature and being in this moment, to kind of in the moment of the whirlpool of everything that's happening. And you'll notice that this week is already setting the stage to have a sense of, I want to use the word calm, but I want that word to kind of have brackets around it. Because what the calm is inviting us to do is to prepare to enter a stability of our divine nature. And when we can be stable within our divine nature, then it doesn't matter what's swirling on around us. And I think this is the blessing, Shri, of the art of ascended living. When we apply absolute things that are proven techniques that we know work, that are not hard, that are easy to integrate, when we bring our attention to doing that, we are living that ascended life, and our presence ignites others to do the same.
Absolutely. And there are three basic steps to doing that, to living in that way. And we're going to talk about that throughout this hour.
There's actually four.
Well, there's three and four.
Three and four. three plus one. Let's call it that way. And they're simple and they're easy and they work, because let's face it, you know, there's so much going on, and we are not going to dive into the geopolitical scene, guys, because goodness knows you can get that anywhere 24/7.
And it's one of those dogs chasing its tail kind of realities.
It really is. And the Art of Ascended Living, one of the blessings that we can offer to you is that you absolutely do not need to hear more about that here. We already know that's going on. You know that's going on. The question is, what's going on in your life, and how can you live the best life possible every moment of every day and actually harness the co-creative energy that's out there right now?
You know, one of the things we talked about, I think it was last week, was the concept of being in the eye of the storm, or it might have been 2 weeks ago. Regardless, to be in that still, calm center while the world has its outer zone of chaos, of upheaval, of uncertainty, and all of the things that go with a kind of a storm-based environment, to be in the center of that stillness offers a perspective that allows one to step into the storm and step back out again. It allows one to recognize that I am the calm center. I am the still calm center, and that I can return to this still calm center at choice. Now, that sounds good, and it is good. However, the world will conspire to keep you out of that calm center.
Yeah, very true.
In fact, you know, we refer to density as a game board. And the game board of density, meaning it is an ego-based reality of what about me? Oh, it's all about me, poor me, and et cetera. Well, density is designed to attract, to engage, to stimulate, and reward ego-based consciousness. Everything underpinning the game, from mom and apple pie to the values that we hold near and dear in mass consciousness, are all designed to work with your ego identity and to keep you involved in the game. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I want to make that very clear. It's living its purpose. However, to live an ascended life means that you have become to a place in your growth where you recognize, okay, been there, done that. I get it. I understand it. I'm grateful for it. However, I choose to align with my divinity at this time. I choose to live in a place of joy, unruffled by the dance of the chaos. And that takes a different quality of commitment and action than ordinary living. Now, one of the things that is essential, and usually for most people as they start to get on the path of ever-deepening self-awareness, the path of, we call it the path of self-ascension, because it is a path of evolution.
Yet it is a yoga. And this is why it's important to recognize, you know, so many say, well, wait a minute, isn't yoga a bunch of body postures and some tight-fitting clothes? And the answer is sometimes.
Sometimes it is.
And sometimes, but the reality is that yoga in its purest form is the prayer of living. And the yoga of self-ascension is the ignited prayer of your divine nature. And it has a process and a way of unfolding. And through the yoga of self-ascension, we are able to call forward and ignite the art of our ascended life, or the art of ascended living.
Yoga is indeed a science, and the techniques are proven. And they're proven over time, and they're proven over understanding as well. One of the things that is essential for each and every one of us is to make a commitment, to make that decision that we're going to move forward. And that commitment to move forward is oftentimes sparked by having a dramatic event in our lives or a dramatic realization.
Now, you know, I have to jump in, Sri, because the question really is, what are you committed to? Because how many people do you know are really committed right now to only really getting so obsessed with what's happening and the shifts on the planet that what they're committed to is the chaos, or committed to the drama, or committed to a constant stream of churning energy. And so it's really important to pay attention to what are you committed to? Because if you're committed to your divine miracle presence manifesting incredible blessings in your life, then that is exactly what will happen. And if you're committed to a constant stream of disruptive information, that stands in direct opposition to a commitment that would be calling in co-creative capacities for miracle manifestation. And this is a, Sri, this is such a PowerPoint that you're bringing up right now, because it really all does begin with, and guys, we're not even at the four steps or the four guidelines, but this energy, it's an commitment is an energy. When you wake up in the morning, what propels you? What puts juice in your day? What gives you vita, right? Where does your life come? What are you committed to? When you wake up in the morning, what is it that you are knowing is passionately joy-filled, propelling you to move forward?
Have a look at your actions. Have a look at where you place attention. Pick up the pen and do a little journaling.
Absolutely. And pay attention. You know, we've had so many amazing ensoulments over the past so many years. And, you know, Sri, I'm reminded of how many times so many of the blessed, beautiful beings of the archangelic realms have said, when you're laying there in the morning, follow, pay attention to what's waking you up. Are you waking up with already a to-do list in your head of, you know, you're laying there in bed going, oh, I've got to do this, this, and this. And they're saying, if you are, don't get up until you follow that all the way, release it and go on the other side of it and wake up with what brings you joy. What is the celebratory energy that is guiding you every day? And whether or not you think it exists, it does. And see, that's, I always smile when I say that, because isn't that really the yoga of self-ascension? By practicing the yoga of self-ascension, there is this joy-filled recognition. And I'm not talking about emotional giddiness, guy. I'm talking about just a joy-filled, passionate purpose. And then to live that is the art of the ascended living.
Indeed it is. And I want to pick up on something, because there's an important point you made, and that is when we become aware of those first thoughts in our consciousness when we awaken, you have an opportunity in that very moment. The opportunity is either to celebrate the joy that you are, hey, I'm alive.
I'm awake.
I'm awake. It's good.
I'm breathing.
You know, and you just wake up recognizing happiness.
Yeah.
Or if you recognize some form of anxiety, stress, obsession, or whatever's going on, then to take a moment and say, I choose to bring my awareness to the source of this ruffling.
You know, Sri, I love that. And add the hand to the heart, because that's an act of the yoga, is the hand of the heart.
The hand of the heart. I choose to become aware of the underpinning of this energy. What is the source? And to breathe and be and relax. You know, when we have mind chatter, when we have a to-do list that's cycling, when we have anxiety, we are churning in the aftermath of a primary energy.
Yeah.
We're out in the periphery, and it's back to that metaphor of being in the center of the cyclone, is that you're...
Well, we are. That's not a metaphor. We are, and we get to have another month there yet. How fun is that?
So when you get up in the morning and you have that mind chatter, to breathe hand to heart, to relax, and basically to command yourself, show me the source of these thoughts and this churning, and to discover and love yourself for the revelation that is now being revealed. As you do that, not only will it unwind, you will rewind and reset yourself as an empowered co-creator.
And, you know, it starts because you're committed. And one of the things, you know, Sri, you always say this so well, that along with commitment, there has to be willingness. And, you know, guys, we would really be remiss if we didn't kind of lump those two together, because commitment is not a one-time yes. You know, I believe it was Archangel Zadkiel who used to say that whenever you say yes, you're going to have to keep saying yes. Yes is not a one-time deal. And so if you've said yes to a passionate life, if you've said yes to moving forward, you're going to have to keep saying yes. And that's that commitment and willingness.
And willingness is one of those interesting energies, because we can say I'm committed to something. You could be committed to your own awakening, your own ascension process. You could be committed to the yoga practices. However, it is the energy of willingness that applies your commitment into action. Willingness is that that springboard that allows the commitment to be demonstrated versus, oh, I'm committed, but now it's just a principle.
Well, there's also people that are very committed to doing nothing. You know, and that's the key.
Well, that's one of those actions speak louder than words kind of thing.
But yet at the same time, the irony or the blessing is you're committed. So it really all starts with what are you committed to? And when you open your eyes in the morning, what is the energy? What is the blessing that propels you to get out of bed and move into your day? Each of us is a divine blessing on this planet. And when we cultivate the energy of willing commitment, we are cultivating miracle presence. And that in and of itself is a practice. And that is a gift. And it's a gift that every single one of us has the ability to take in and receive all the time. We just have to say yes.
Well, saying yes is indeed one of the magic mantras of opening.
Yes, yes, yes.
Truly, truly, truly. You know, one of the other things that I want to bring up before we start saying hi to some of our callers is a sense of who are you? Who are you anyway?
So true.
You know, when we begin our path of awakening to what is going on in our lives and in our world at large, we go through stages of what I would call mistaken identity.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like the little kid in grade school. What do you want to be? A fireman, a nurse, a doctor, or whatever. We are taught at that early age to identify with a label or a role rather than what do you want to be? What do you mean? I'm being. How can I not be? So let's refine this question. And I it's a little bit comical to talk about that, yet the very structure of our self-identity is based in the egoic need to separate. And the ego loves to separate. It loves to be me versus thee, us versus them, higher, lower, categorize.
Yeah, little boxes.
And once it's able to categorize, then it has a sense of power because it can define things. Even if you're bruised, you can say the other person was a bully. That gives you power. Or the other person was wrong. That gives you power. So this subject-object reality of the ego, which is in everything in mass consciousness, is always seeking power through the actions and definitions of others and the actions upon you by others. Now, that is a self-defeating reality that can take you through the rest of your life if you want to. Alternatively, is to begin to use those experiences to find out and experience what is essential, what is deep, unchanging, and true inside of you. Now, in some traditions, that's called the higher self or the soul. In the Hawaiian Huna tradition, you know, they say you have a basic self and a higher self. And that's very much about the egoic identity, which is basic and common, versus the soul-based frequency, which is unconditionally loving, tapped into cosmic wisdom, and is incredibly patient with us all.
Oh, I love that, Sri. I just love that. And, you know, even as you're sharing that, I'm sure all of you hear Sri's commitment and willingness. And, of course, we call it passionate action because the blessing of passionate action is the enhanced gift that comes from the practice of the yoga of self-ascension.
And it was in the early phases of refining that yoga of self-ascension that I remember being in communion with Archangel Zadkiel and I was confused. I was finding myself tender and confused. And Zadkiel was talking about authenticity and calling forth that we live authentically. And I asked Zadkiel, well, does this mean you align with your higher self? And that's a little bit of the conversation we're having today, to align with your higher self. And Zadkiel, this beautiful archangelic energy, began laughing and
hysterically,
saying,
guys, I mean, roaring laughing.
Laughing at the setup of my very question. Self, there is only self. There is no higher and lower. There's just self. Now, if you let that in, that there is no higher and lower, there is just self, there is the possibility that a deeper discernment will come into your recognition.
At many levels. And I think that's what's so powerful about that, Sri, is that that deeper recognition is that there's so many levels you can receive that information at. Because as you allow yourself to relax into the presence of your divine nature, then there is the recognition of the eternal self, the perennial philosophy self, the self that is changeless, the self that can never, ever, ever not be. And that is the recognition that when we can call that forward, we wake up with the ignited knowing that every experience, every breath, every moment of this life, we are ascending, we are evolving, we are experiencing. And whether or not the emotional body likes it or the physical body likes it, the soul is dancing the entire time through the gift of the divine experience. And as we can become closer to this recognition, we have that art of ascended living expanding our life view and calling in miracles that are so often and so frequent they start feeling common.
Miracles are your birthright. Miracles are a signal that you are residing more fully in quantum reality.
Exactly.
As opposed to the subject-object linear reality of the left brain game of the game board.
The left brain. All right. Well, we have so much more to share about this incredible conversation, and we have those four guidelines we want to give you if you want to start putting the art of ascended living into action right now in this moment.
But let's go to the phone lines and say hello to some of our beautiful community. And we're going to just start at line one and say hi to John Paul from DC.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's John Luke, though.
Oh, John Luke, my goodness gracious. Well, I'm so glad you're here.
No, of course. You know, I'm really happy to be here. You know, definitely happy to call in. It's really good to hear you. I just graduated from University of Maryland. I got your email. I really touched my heart, and I was really happy to reach out.
Oh, well, I love your dad sent me pictures, and wow, what an awesome graduation, and it was our honor. I just felt like we were flying there with you when I saw those pictures.
Absolutely, yeah. I felt like my mom was right there with me, too. Absolutely a day of miracles.
Oh, yay, and congratulations.
Yeah, many congratulations and a big hug.
And there was so much powerful energy going on around you that just such a beautiful life is unfolding for you. It's like everything, all the doors are opening, and it's like just go let the world know how amazing you are, because goodness knows we're ready for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
You too, my angel. Namaste. All right, Sri, why don't we go to line four? Let's go from Washington, D.C. up to Canada, up there to Calgary, and say hi to a first-time caller, Madalena.
Hi. Namaste, Sri and Kira. I'm not a first-time caller. I talked with you before. And I thank you for the opportunity of having me today. I'm just calling for a mini soul reading. Do you hear me?
Hello? I do. Yes.
Yeah, so basically what happens in my life today is exactly like the storm you describe. And there are many things on my plate that I try to take care of. And then I'm, in addition of my daily practice, spiritual practice, I'm focusing on my spiritual practicing every more when the storm takes me out try to take me out of the center. And every time I'm meditating, I feel on my left shoulder, like upper back, like a vibration, like somebody put a hand on my back. It can be lighter, like a butterfly, or it can be, sometimes it's heavier. And as I go deeper in my meditation, I feel the same path, but lighter on my right shoulder. And I'm wondering who is with me right there, and if they want to tell me something.
Oh, well, thank you, Angel, for the blessing. Thank you for the blessing of asking. I want to invite you, if it's safe to do so, to put your hands on your heart. And I just have one message, and this message is coming to you from the blessed, beautiful Kuan Yin energy. And she is saying, I am coming to you with many different energies. In this moment, feel the pouring of the universal water of cleansing, healing, restoration, and upliftment. Feel the soothing love of the soft songs of the universe and continue forward with the trust of your divine presence. All is unfolding as you stay in your center. All is well. I am here with you always, but I carry many forms. And so it is, my angel. Thank you for the blessing of that gift.
Oh, thank you very much, Kira. Thank you. I really appreciate. Namaste.
Namaste, beloved angel. Many, many blessings. Oh, sure, you know, we are so blessed because the community is so rich. You know, there's so many beautiful, and I like to use the word surrogates because I could feel, you know, as Jean-Luc called in on the first line, how many of you out there had graduates in your family in the past week? I know I did, and I think a lot of you have, and there's that energy of hope, and there's the energy of
completion
and celebration and of culmination and an infusion. Feel the wave, you know, just this past weekend was a big graduation weekend. So feel the wave of the outpouring and the ripples of that energy, that fresh energy, that I will make a difference energy. And it's our job, all of us on the planet, to support these people, to support these generations, to support each other. And that's what we do here every Sunday, Sri. That's what we do. Our community supports each other. You are not alone. You are part of a much greater community. And I can't stress enough, need a voice, need to chat, need to connect, go to SriAndKiraRadio.com, click on the blog, find one of the subjects that you enjoy, and continue to be part of this conversation, because that's the gift we give each other, and that's part of that commitment and willingness to not just talk about it, to actually live it, walk it, be it. And you know, Sri, talking about living, walking it, and being it, our lines are always full. Why don't we try to sneak in another caller right now?
Okie dokie, we're going to do that. We'll take line 3 and say hi to Monica from Ohio.
Oh, beautiful Monica. Hi, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste, my beloved Sri and Kira. How are you today?
We are so happy to say hi to you, Angel.
Same here, each and every time. Many, many blessings. I feel like today I had the courage to say yes. This is something that my heart has been aspiring to for the last 2 years. And I know you said now is kind of a time where we're resetting a lot of things, and that if I keep doing my homework, things will be well. I was kind of hoping I might get a follow-up mini soul reading on this continuing issue for me.
Oh, Angel. Oh, well, what I can share with you is this. I want you to just, they're telling me to bring your hands to your heart, but Sri, describe, like, my hands are not like one on top of each other.
She's fingertip to fingertip.
I'm just kind of like, you know, I've got my two hands on my heart, but yeah, it's almost like my fingers are touching each other, because they're saying they want your entire heart space to be filled with this energy. And they're saying that the energy of the divine resolution of the inner sanctum of your soul is now coming forward with the action of presence. And this energy is manifested into your life force energy now. And as it is, relax the mind of density, ignite the mind of your soul, and move forward with the presence and trust of the resolution at hand. And that's what they want you to hear. It's a big message, and you might want to listen to it again. But I want, hopefully, to know that you are feeling it, because they've really been working with you energetically. And as you have your hands on your heart center, as I do with you, my love, they're showing me beautiful, kind of like green-blue colors that are swirling around you and supporting this. So take in a deep breath and feel this energy and celebrate. It's your turn to be in the art of your ascended living, and it's your turn to come forward and shine. And so it is, Monica. Many blessings.
Thank you, Kira and Sri. Namaste and much love.
And much love to you, my angel. Many, many blessings.
Well, beautiful indeed. You know, once again, I am reminded that as we pay attention to each and every conversation, we receive the nuggets that are ours to claim as the others are receiving what is theirs.
Indeed, in every way. And you know, speaking about the nuggets, we are here to celebrate the art of ascended living. We have so much to share around this. We have four guidelines that we can give you that will honestly make a difference.
And so before we dive into that, we're going to take a little station break. We are going to be right back after this message. Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you. And today we're exploring how to live an ascended life, how to discover the joy that is your true birthright.
You know, there is an art of ascended living, and you are capable of living it right now, every moment, every day. And I want you to sit there and go, yeah, I am. Yeah, that's for me. You know, that's for me. Sheree and I always giggle. We do a lot of Reverend Ike around here, for those of you who didn't know that. And essentially, our biggest thing is, that's for me.
When you see something good that another person has, or the way they behave, or a skill they demonstrate, smile, celebrate, and say, that's for me.
There is, because there's enough to go around for everyone, my angels. This illusion of the limited resource of divine manifestation is an illusion. There is more than enough for every voice, every being, every one of us to celebrate, to be, to dance, to love, to thrive, and to flourish. That's the art of ascended living.
Absolutely. It is indeed that commitment to keep coming back to the joyful recognition that your inner mentor is guiding you.
Woo, I love that. Now, you know, let's talk about that, because in the first half of the show, we started talking a little bit about, hey, what are you committed to, right? You know, what's happened when you first wake up in the morning as your day goes through? It's about, you know, what are you committed to? And then about the willingness to maintain that. But around that, and this is before we get to those four guidelines, we have just so much rich material for you today. But before any of that can move forward, we're going to use it. Here it comes, guys. You know, for some of you, it's a dirty word. It's the big T. It's trust.
If you have commitment and you are expressing willingness, then it is imperative that you also trust the process, because you have expressed your intention. You have taken action, and trust is what you do next.
Now, you know, we've talked about this before, right? You can have the most amazing commitment. I mean, you can just be like, yes, yes, yes. You can have the willingness. Yeah, I'm moving forward. I'm not giving up. And then you know what kills it? Not somebody else, not something else, not an event. It's doubt. It's that creeping doubt that comes in through unresolved issues that erodes your trust and thereby takes away all of the value of the commitment and the willingness. Doubt is what destroys trust. And anytime you see doubt, it's a moment to actually practice the yoga of self-ascension. And one way you can quickly do that, the foundation of the yoga of self-ascension, is so simple and so easy, and it works. It's the mantra: I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. If doubt comes in, if fear comes in, if anything less than the divine nature of your co-creative miracle presence is trying to take away and steal your absolute enjoyment, mantra self-ascension: I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. If you have to scream it, if you have to shout it, if you have to cry it, it doesn't matter. It will break the cycle. And what does it do? It shows that you're committed. It shows your willingness. It restores your trust. And together, you become tenacious. And that's kind of the glue that holds all that together.
Well, that's the warrior or warrioress. When we are tenacious.
I'll grab that. I'll claim that
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. It's in our tenacity that we calm the waters. It's in our tenacity that we move forward in spite of the storms. In spite of the seeming forces that would be friction or toxic or negative, if we're tenacious, we will move through it. You can walk through walls. And I mean that quite literally.
And, you know, tenacity means that you're also consciously doing something every day. Remember, it's in order to keep all this moving, there is a conscious effort that, you know, let's face it, guys, there's a conscious effort of all the energy that wants to take you away from this, right? I think we can all agree on that one. And so what can you do every day? Well, mantra self-ascension is one thing. How about, do you have just a little sacred area set up in your home, a place you can just connect with, or maybe carry a little touchstone? Literally, I suggest a sacred Shiva eye agate. And if you don't have one, go to malasforascension.com and learn about it. Learn about a sacred Shiva eye agate. Have a little touchstone, something, or a Rudraksha that really calls you back. You know, it's the old rubber band, right? Only why not let it be a sacred Rudraksha or a small Shiva eye agate, something that's there reminding you of the truth of who you are. Now, as we move forward, as we bring all this together, this is how we call forward our ascended living process. And I think before we go any further, Sheree, our lines are so jammed. Why don't we go say hi to a few more beautiful, beautiful community members here?
Absolutely. We're going to take line two and say hello to Kathleen from New Mexico.
Namaste, Kathleen.
Namaste. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Oh, okay, great. Namaste. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was wondering if you could give me, I guess, a mini soul reading or something that would be beneficial to me. I have encountered health issues with myself and my cats, which I'm currently working on, but I've also run into a workman's compensation issue with the work injury, and it's pretty overwhelming, and I just don't know what to do.
Yeah. Oh, sweetheart. Well, first of all, I want you to just breathe and relax. And this is actually one of those moments where it's funny. Archangel Zadkiel flew in right around you and started chanting the mantra of self-ascension. I'm really grateful that you got through today, because everything that we're saying, when you're saying I don't know what to do, everything that we've been sharing is exactly what's going to get you through this. This is about your staying committed and focused on your positive resolutions. It's about trusting the energy that is flowing through you. And it's about being more available to the wisdom of your divine energy, your divine soul that's speaking to you right now. And they're saying, practice the mantra of self-ascension, breathe more often, pay attention to the gifts that are being sent your way. They're showing me people and opportunities that are around you right now that you haven't quite called in. And they're saying that relax the stress, relax the preoccupation, and literally, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me, until it just seems like you've said it a million times. And what you're going to discover is there is a resolution path right in front of you. And they're giving me, they keep holding up their hand and they keep saying three, which means for me, I'm experiencing in the next 3 days, there's going to be something that's going to come forward. And it's a combination of three different things that will all come together for the one resolution. And so it is, my love. I love that you got through today, because this show is really important for you to be taking in right now. And it's a good moment for you to relax, to restore, to breathe, and to trust the wisdom that you are calling forward. And so it is, my angel. Many, many blessings.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I'm just thinking maybe it's time for me to release this job and move on to, you know, another way of earning money.
Pay attention to your wisdom, because your guidance is really serving you. And that's what they're saying. You've got the answers. Now pay attention, celebrate, and trust what you know is true.
Awesome. Thank you both very much. I love your program, and you both are just super fantastic. And I wish you both many, many blessings, because you bless all of us so much.
Oh, Kathleen, we love you too, sweetheart. Thank you. With a big bow of namaste and big hugs and smiles, many blessings.
Same to you both. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. Oh, Sheree, you know, I just love the weaving of the community, the way that, guys, I know I'm a broken record because I say it every week. You are the most amazing, amazing beings on the planet. And when we all come together, the energy that is woven, the miracle presence that comes forward really is the model of living an ascended life, isn't it?
Absolutely, because we are all finding our way through the veil of illusion. And the veil of illusion is a multi-layered veil. You know, we have to have mercy on ourselves.
Yes.
From time to time, we need a hug. From time to time, we need reassurance. From time to time, we need clarity, because we are in the veil. We're in that drowsy space. You know, each of us has, we talked earlier about self versus higher self versus lower self, that there is only authenticity expressing. And if your attention is on your egoic identity, we're going to have doubt and fear and get lost.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we discard the egoic identity, because it's very useful for navigating things. It means that we anchor more fully in our authenticity. And that's the art, is how to anchor in your authenticity. What, you know, people can call it their soul, they can call it the higher self,
doesn't matter.
Those are words.
Labels are just labels. Let them go.
And in order to find your way through the trauma, drama, chaos, storm, friction of density, it's essential that we remember the four steps, the four principles that will bring us back.
Yeah.
And
this is important, guys, because these four guidelines for some of you are not going to be new. You've heard them before, but it's good to always hear them, because these guidelines are the essence of the art of ascended living. In the yoga of self-ascension, we have been blessed with practices and so many things. It's the application that becomes the art of the ascended living process, and you are capable of it right now.
Now, the four steps are very, very simple, yet the application is unique and varied, because you are unique and varied and multi-layered. And so the first step to remember, one of the first steps we want to talk about, is called release judgment.
Release judgment, and it begins with you. So if you're writing this down, it's like, okay, how do I move forward in the art of ascended living? Number one, I release judgment. Now, these four guidelines we're giving you actually don't have a specific order. order. So by the time we give all four of them to you, you might go, oh yeah, I'm on number three or I'm on number two. And they tend to cycle at ever refining levels of energy. And because we all keep evolving and refining and ascending our energy.
Because whatever Velcro moment you're in, one of these steps will be more appropriate for you at that moment, yet they all interconnect.
Exactly. So when we release judgment, remember, beloved angels, it begins with thyself.
To have mercy on yourself, to stop the self-criticism, and then to apply that same principle to others, to stop judging. As we release judgment, it leads us to more easily into step two, which is surrender.
Now really take a breath on that one, because surrender is when we relax the need to control, right? And so what is surrender? It's relaxing the need or the illusion that we're even in control. That's a whole other level of surrender. But surrender is really that, okay, mantra self-ascension, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me.
It's really moving into that reverent space of thy will be done.
It's a trust, isn't it?
And letting trust be your guide rather than the need to control define your future.
So I want to go back for a moment. We've given you two of the guidelines, and I want to go back for a moment because remember, we spent most of the show talking about how commitment, willingness, and trust are the foundation of your spiritual tenacity. And it's that energy that comes in through the yoga of self-ascension that ignites the art of ascended living. And these four guidelines are the application of that yoga of self-ascension into living an ascended life. Now, whoo, that's a lot, isn't it? So take a breath, because you can do this. Now, Sri and I want to share with you, coming up June 1, make a note, and we had hoped it was going to be tomorrow, May 22nd, but it's going to be June 1. The relaunch of SriandKira.com. Look for that June 1 as our gift to the entire world when that site launches. So if you're checking us out in the archives and it's after June 1, you can go check this out at SriandKira.com. On our relaunched, all brand new website, right on the homepage, we are going to be giving away free 12 powerful lessons of light to live an ascended life. And they'll be right there. And all you'll have to do is give your email, because we will send you one lesson to your email box every 2 weeks and you will be blown away. And so make a note. And between now and then, it's time to start practicing your commitment, trust, and willingness to create that spiritual tenacity so that these guidelines become richer and your miracle energy more present.
Absolutely. And before we move back into our discussion of these four fundamental steps, let's say hi to some more listeners. We're going to go to line four and say hello to Debbie from California.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Debbie. Namaste.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Wow. So, I'm taking notes here on my phone about the steps, and I'm all excited about that, listening to the rest of those. I guess my question is, I'm having a hard time with my spouse who is more limited or not. I feel like I don't know what to do because he's so, I don't know what the word is.
I hear you.
Did you hear me? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like I have no one to talk to about this because I have a family, and I just feel like I don't know what to do. I feel stuck or something.
I want you to first and foremost relax, okay? Angel, oh my God, not too many years ago, I was right where you are right now, and my heart is so big around you because I feel you. Oh my God, you have such a big heart and you have such powerful energy and you have such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful soul. And as I'm connecting with you right now, the first thing I want to share with you is you are not alone. There is a huge world of people out there that understand you and that can support you. The best thing you can do for you right now is focus on you, on your wholeness, your evolution. Love your husband for who he is, but hold the gift of your own divine evolution. And sometimes the way that we evolve our mastery is by witnessing those around us, so that as we are forced to witness more, we become more awake, more aware. Our connections get deeper with the realms of the divine, because that's where we find our greatest wisdom. And what I'm seeing around you is a six-month period that over the next 6 months, by the end of this year, so yeah, we're right here at what, end of May, starting June? By the end of this year, your life is going to look very different, and I can promise you that you will have moved through this period in ways that the mind would not be able to even begin to comprehend. And so as I'm sharing this with you right now, you have three very powerful guides standing around you. And the primary one that wants to speak as I share this message with you is Archangel Raphael. And Raphael is gazing at you and saying, "Beloved one, we are here. We are with you. You are being guided. Relax and allow yourself to move forward with the gift of who you are, and all will unfold without any worry." And they're saying, don't worry, don't obsess, but put you first. And as you do, the rest is just, it's all going to fall together, Debbie. It's just all going to fall together. And by the end of the year, it's a very different life. And it's good. I think you'll be very pleased with the way everything comes out. So I'm really glad you got in. And hey, go to the blog, connect, read, read the blog, type in, send in, get to know other people. There's a lot more waiting for you, and it's going to come in faster than you can even believe. So getting through as a first-time caller is also a miracle. So celebrate that you got through, that it's your day, that from this moment, you're ready.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, you are. We love you, Debbie. Namaste.
Oh, namaste. Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it reminds me, it's going to take me back here to our discussion of the four steps.
Absolutely.
Because Debbie reminds me of step three. And
all right, so everybody breathe. Here it comes.
So remember, step one, and there's no order. The first one we talked about was release judgment.
Starting with you.
Stop judging yourself and just release that. Surrender.
Relax. Let go of trying to control it all.
Now, step three has multiple layers. Be in union is the step.
All right, feel that one, guys. Be in union. And that begins with allowing the soul to come forward so that you can be one with the divine nature, which is the truth of who you are. When you claim that union, miracles happen.
Now, being in union is another application of surrender, is it not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Being in union is recognizing that maybe my sacred union is with my body. Maybe my sacred union is with my soul. Maybe it's time to pull out my journal and start having a conversation with my inner mentor. Because to be in union means I allow myself to be guided.
I love that. And when we allow the gift of union to be a wholeness experience of oneness with self, we are then ready to truly be in union with another.
And that brings us to step four.
Are you ready? Drum roll.
And step four is unconditional love.
Whew. Now, for those of you that are going, yeah, right, I want you to take in a deep breath, because unconditional love, just like releasing judgment, begins with self.
And unconditional love is the, you might call it the solvent, the ocean, the energy that is underpinning all of the steps.
You know, I want to say here, because Archangel Zadkiel and the Ascended Masters and the Blue Starborn have all given beautiful, beautiful lessons on this. And one of the consistent themes is this, that until you are awake, you cannot be held accountable. And once you are awake, it is really at the cornerstone of forgive them, they know not what they do. And that is when we wake up to recognizing that every being without exception, every person, every pet, every connection, every smile, every sneer, every experience has brought you to the moment of waking up to the divine blessing that you are. And it does not mean that we need to agree with the way thing happens. It just means that we're able to see it from the broader perspective, ignite the unconditional love that every being played their role perfectly so that we can wake up and be the masters that we are.
And so the simple steps, release judgment, surrender, be in union, and unconditional love have a unique application in your life. And as you apply them, you will discover that you are walking in peace, love, and joy.
The yoga of self-ascension. And if you want to take this to the next level, if you really want to dive into the art of ascended living, starting June 1, go to sriankira.com. Click on the free lessons. It's a series of 12 lessons auto-delivered to you. No strings. It's our gift to the universe. Get that tenacity rolling. Bring that heart forward. Love yourself. Because my angels, you deserve it, and the world is ready for you.
And beloved ones, as you breathe deeply right now, breathing deeply into your own heart center and relaxing into your commitment, your willingness, and your trust, may you know that all is truly well. We look forward to being with you again next week.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.